Okay, good morning, everybody. We're up to Mizmor Yudalet of Tehillim, and I hope this Mizmor finds everybody well. You know, yesterday we were talking a little bit about the theme of how it's easy to maybe feel a sense of despair after all of the tragedies that we've experienced. And we talked about David HaMelech's indomitable faith, Vani Bechastecha Vatachti, Yagyoli Bibishuasecha, Shira LaHashem Ki Gamal Alai, that even before the Kriyas Yamsuf, as it were, David HaMelech continued to be so optimistic. So this Mizmor begins on a similar note, Lam Natzeach David Amar Naval Bilibo Ein Elohim, Hishchisu Hisivu Alila Eino Seitov. That the Naval, the Ramban always describes a Naval as an ingrate, somebody who fundamentally lacks gratitude, and there's no more pernicious form of ingratitude than failure to recognize the existence of God who gives us life, the gift of life, every single day. But it wasn't uncommon, Ein Osei Tov, it doesn't seem like there's anybody who recognizes that. Hashem Yishamayim Hishkif Al Bnei Adam, Liros Hayesh Maskil, Doreshes Elokim. So God is looking closely. Is there anybody who continues to recognize his existence? Doresh Es Elokim. And the Ramban further notes in the context of Rivka Vatelech Lidros Es Hashem that in times of crisis and difficulty, Vayisrotetzu Habanim Vikirba Vatamim Kein Lamaza Anochi, that Rivka Vatelech Lidros Es Hashem, she sought out God through the medium of prayer. And this has to be our response in times of trouble as well. It's certainly reiterated by the Ramban later on when Moshe was explaining to Yisrael what exactly his job description was. Ki avo elai ha'am lidrosh elokim. The people comes to me for lidrosh elokim, that I should daven with them, that I should daven with them in mind, because there are many challenges that they face, financial challenges and health challenges. And certainly that has to be our response, and Hashem is waiting for it. Hashem Yishamayim Hishkif Al Bnei Adam Liros Hayesh Maskil. Is there somebody who's wise enough in these times to be Dorish Elokim? And I modestly suggest that this Ramban is really the Shita, so it's consistent with his view that even if prayer on a daily level is not a biblical obligation, then surely in times of distress, such as Rivka was in, such as the Jewish people were in when they approached Moshe, so we have an additional obligation, and all the more so, and possibly even a biblical obligation, and all the more so when we're faced with those who would deny his very existence, Amar Naval Bilibo, Ein Elokim. And the Mizmor concludes with, I think, what should be the greatest evidence for all of us, that indeed, Yesh Elokim, that Hashem is very much present. And that is, you know, for generations and centuries and millennia, the Jewish people could have easily despaired. We were exiled from our land, and the entire world had given up. And it was just a foregone conclusion that there's no, even if there's a God, there's not an Elohim Letzion, and there's no God who particularly cares for the Jewish people. And so the Mizmor concludes, Mi Yitein Mitzion Yeshuas Yisrael, from Zion shall go forth the salvation of Israel, B'shuv Hashem Shvus Amo, Yagel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. We will rejoice in this discovery. We will be overjoyed in that moment. And so if we, the Jewish people, Ma'aminim B'nei Ma'aminim, could have withstood not just a year of difficulty as we've had, and not minimizing it, but decades and generations and centuries and millennia of a legitimate sense that people would have, okay, Hashem forgot about us somewhere. The truth of the matter is, if we could withstand that, we can withstand anything. We're in Am Suri De Charev. Hashem Yishamayim Hishkif Al Bnei Adam Leros Hayesh Maskil Doresh Elokim. Is there anybody who remembers to reach out to Hashem? And surely, that has been our approach, and we can draw strength in that historical reality. Everybody have a wonderful day.